The body of former President Reagan is in transit today to Washington for ceremonial viewing of the casket, and a state funeral on Friday. We'll have full coverage of that. But for today, a story about timing. When Mr. Reagan died this last Saturday afternoon, news organizations everywhere called on their obituary writers, the people who write news pieces about those who've just died. But many obituary writers didn't answer, because by coincidence, they were at the 6th annual Great Obituary Writers International Conference in Las Vegas, New Mexico. Not Nevada. This Vegas is a town a couple of hundred miles from Albuquerque. It's hard to get to, and it's a little hard to get away from. When the news broke, the race to the hotel's single payphone was won by Washington Post obit writer Adam Bernstein, the youngest writer there. We spoke earlier. You get this word, you look around the room, and there are all the top obituary writers in the world in this room.
Yes, it was in Las Vegas, which is near nothing. And so we all race out of the room to get to phones. And in Las Vegas, there are not very many payphones. And I grabbed the first one, figuring that the guy from the Daily Telegraph, who had come from London, come this far, he could at least run up one more flight without too much trouble. So I just called to find out what was happening back in the newsroom.
Wouldn't you all have had obituaries already prepared on Mr. Reagan? After all, he was 93 and known to be suffering from Alzheimer's. I mean, what more could you do?
Oh, not a thing. It's one of those obituaries that I wanted to stay far away from. In fact, it had been written years before I even got to the Post, about 5 years ago. And so it was really out of my hands. And it was one of those things where we had the expert on Reagan, a fellow named Lou Cannon, write it and did a great job.
You know, I wonder what it's like to go to an obituary writers conference. Actually, had I known you were throwing one, I might have found a reason to go over there. Is this a fun crowd?
Oh, it's the greatest. It was the greatest. Really, these are my kind of crazies. We really appreciate what obit writing is all about. In my opinion, it's the gem of the newsroom, and you're always going to have people either inside or outside the newsroom not really understand why it's so great. And so going out to this place with a bunch of people who love it, who come from far and wide to listen to how they're written, and then, of course, hearing from people who love reading them is great. It's a very rejuvenating kind of experience.
This is a dreadful question, but I don't suppose you have a favorite obit that you've written.
Billy Wilder.
Billy Wilder, the film director.
That's right. He was just incredibly funny and talented and a real iconoclast ever to come out of Hollywood. And he had this great line where he told his future wife, "I'd worship the ground you'd walk on if you lived in a better neighborhood." It doesn't get better than that. You can't do that in a story about the school board.
Adam Bernstein writes obituaries for the Washington Post, and missed the big one of this last week when he and other obituary writers were gathered at a conference on the day that Ronald Reagan died. Adam Bernstein, thanks for speaking with us on Day to Day.
My pleasure.